And in more local news, retired teachers, sanitation workers, hospital workers, office workers, and firefighters who spent their careers working for New York City marched today through the financial district. They protested the city's plan to move 250,000 retirees from traditional government-run Medicare to a privately run Medicare Advantage plan. Clark Adamitis has the story.
Retirees are angry about the city's plans to take away their Medicare, which they set aside money for throughout their careers. The City Office of Labor Relations and the Municipal Labor Committee are negotiating with the goal of saving the city $600 million, but at the expense of fixed-income city retirees. They're demanding to keep the public health care insurance benefits they were promised and a moratorium on current negotiations for this plan.
We're having a rally to let the Municipal Labor Committee and New York City know that we don't want them to go forward with their plans to privatize our retiree Medicare benefits, which is exactly what they're trying to do right now.
Bennett Fisher is a retiree in the United Federation of Teachers, and he's in the Retiree Advocate Caucus.
With the city's plan to switch to a privatized Medicare Advantage plan will diminish the benefits that we get. It will restrict the doctors and networks that we can use, and it will lead to higher out-of-pocket costs for various services. Retirees who spent their whole lives working for the city of New York and paying into that system with their labor sweat and their labor blood, they won't get the benefits for which they sacrificed salary for all those years.
Norman Scott is a retired New York City teacher who was part of the UFT. He says that there is a general move out of publicly controlled systems into private profit-making systems.
This is not only happening in healthcare, it's happening in education with the movement of charter schools. It's a general trend. The entire world has moved in the direction of public control of healthcare systems, and they pay half the amount that we do. In essence, the union is choosing the profit of the healthcare industry over our interest.
Vincent Voishness is a retired New York City teacher. He's been a chapter leader in the UFT for 8 years.
Every dime that goes to profit is money that's not going into healthcare. That point has to be driven across. I think people got to be convinced of what's going on.
The UFT believes the deadline for these negotiations is July 1st. But Michael Mulgrew, president of the UFT, tells the teachers that there is no deadline. He has assured them that he may not go ahead with the plan. Clark Adamitis, WBAI News, New York.
Thanks, Clark. And that's some of the news for Wednesday, June 30th, 2021. The news is produced by Linda Perry and Clark Adamitis. Our engineer is Reggie Johnson. From New York City, I'm Paul DiRienzo. Thanks for listening.